I have a disclaimer to make right up front. I am not a natural public speaker. So that's not probably the best way to start out giving a talk, but it's true. I'm comfortable giving announcements, welcoming people, praying up front, but when I have to actually be the speaker, give a talk, or even worse, teach, that's just not in my wheelhouse. So it's outside my comfort zone, and it's never something I volunteer to do. So I did not volunteer to do this. I'm only the speaker this month because our fearless coordinators asked me to introduce the theme and why we are mums this year, which I do feel passionately about. So I said yes. But as I began to think about what to share and maybe to panic just a little bit, I realized that my discomfort in speaking is not unrelated to our focus for the coming year. You see, I feel totally unqualified and in way over my head when I have to speak up in front of a large group. It's something I feel like I can't do on my own. So several of you have been praying for me, so thank you very much. And it's definitely not my strength. Public speaking drives me to my knees. And I think the same is true for us in our mothering, or at least it is for me. So often as a mom of three little ones, I found myself exhausted, exasperated, at the end of my rope sometimes, if I'm honest, and unsure how to mother my precious children. Can any of you relate? So, my hope and help, though, was not in the latest self-help book, nor was it even a good night's sleep, although that would certainly have been welcome. My real hope and help as a mom of three little ones, and now as a mom of three young adults and a new daughter, is the cross and Christ in me. This is what we want to focus on and why we are mums this year. Our theme for verse for the year is 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17, and that says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man and woman of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This verse, we felt like, points us to God's word to equip us for every good work, and mothering is certainly a good work God has called each of us in this room to do. At the end of last year in the spring, Kim, Stephanie, Michelle Jones, and I met to discuss if it was time to make a change and move in a different direction. If you were part of MOPS last year, if you think back to the theme, we had a little trouble with the theme. I always said, I think Penny spoke at the last meeting, and she was explaining the theme, and I said, you know, if we're explaining the theme at the last meeting of the year, that tells you something. So we had been, you know, thinking and discussing that maybe it was time to make a change. So we spent about a month, maybe a few weeks, reviewing some MOPS materials and praying about it, and then we met. And when we met, we were all really in complete agreement that it was time to transition away from MOPS and maybe do our own little thing. And Michelle suggested the name MUMS for our group, Moms Uplifting Moms. And it seemed fitting for us, especially given the important role that mentor moms play in our group. So with that settled, then we turn to the theme for the upcoming year, because one of the things MOPS did was give you a theme. We always did kind of our own thing a lot anyways, but we did work with the theme they gave us. So that meant we had to come up with our own theme. So interestingly, that very morning before we met, I received and watched a short video from a blog I follow by the very author of the book, Missional Motherhood, Gloria Furman. She doesn't blog often. Gloria lives in Dubai. Her husband's a pastor there, but she writes books and stuff, and she blogs once in a while. But that morning, right before we met, I received, it was actually a video, and I thought it was particularly relevant to our deliberations, and so I shared it at the meeting, and I'd also like to share it with you right now.
The great theologian Ratatouille, the cartoon rat, once said, "If you are what you eat, then I only want to eat the good stuff." And I think that's true for busy moms who want to be good theologians. There are so many things out there, it is very hard to discern what is worth your time and what's not. You have such little limited time and then limited brain cells with which to focus on reading and studying and learning. If you are what you eat, and we are consuming words every day, we're consuming words. God made us to live on the bread of life. He made us to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So in your limited time, very precious time, focus on the good stuff. Focus on God's word. Study the Bible. Take big chunks, big portions of scripture, and just work on them. Work hard. Don't settle for little sound bites that aren't going to get you very much hope. It's so important to have this big picture in mind. I would recommend, and I recommend this to so many women who have, even if you have limited time, it's worth losing sleep over this. It really is. If you could sit down and just get some really big picture books in your mind, some commentaries, some big picture things, just plow through it, and then sit down and read your Bible, and all of that short time that you have will be that much more meaningful because you can see the big picture, that big story is running through the back of your mind all the time while you're reading these smaller portions throughout your day. It'll become that much more meaningful. It won't be disjointed to you. It'll be something that can serve you and feed you and food for the long haul in your busy life.
And by the way, Gloria Furman's a mom of four kids. So, but I hope that resonates a little with you, like it resonated with us. If we are going to ask you to set aside valuable time and invest in a group during this demanding season of mothering, then we need to do more than just talk about how to potty train or balance your budget or feed a picky toddler. And certainly, these are not unimportant. I'm not saying, you know, I had a picky toddler, so I get that. But perhaps these should not be the main focus during our precious hours together. Perhaps there are more important issues we face as mothers, maybe such as character development, or the hearts of our little ones, or maybe our own hearts. So it is in these issues especially that we need the hope and wisdom of God's word, the good stuff that she talked about in the video. Mothering is hard. Raising another human being, when I just wrote that, I thought, gosh, it's practically an impossible job on our own. We all need the gospel every day, so we want to focus on the good stuff or the gospel in moms. There's a podcast I started listening to this summer called Risen Motherhood, and I have to shout out to Laura Corumbus for introducing me to it. I don't listen. I'm a reader, and I don't listen to many podcasts. She's the opposite. She's a podcast girl, doesn't read a lot. So we're teaching each other new things. But I do highly recommend this one. And just a couple weeks ago, I was listening to a podcast entitled Every Hour We Need Thee. Laura, one of the hosts, had captured perfectly how I often feel. And so let me read some of it, what was on it. Today, I'm reminded of how far I am from being a good mother, a good friend, a good wife, sister, daughter, church member, volunteer, a good anything. I feel split in two, like I live in the in-between. I want to do better, how I long to do better, but the needs keep coming at me, and I fail over and over again. I just can't seem to get it together. I can't do it on my own because I was never meant to. I need Christ to sustain me, not my own efforts. Every day, every hour, every minute, he gives me my very life. And the beautiful thing is, he doesn't just sustain me at bare minimum. No, he fills me with life abundantly. He gives me all I need in every minute. I thought, what truth is in this confession? God will give me all I need and all I think each of us need each moment when we surrender to him and follow his word. The good stuff, that we're talking about is God's Word. That is a truth that will save us and equip us for every good work, including our mothering. So we are so glad you've chosen to join us tonight, and we hope you'll continue throughout the year. We have some great speakers lined up. We are all here because we desire to be better moms, even us mentor moms who our kids are bigger or grown. So our focus, our roadmap in moms, will be God's Word. Our desire is that we walk away from our time together, equipped with the good stuff, ready to mother in the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. So let me pray for us, and then we'll spend a little time at our tables. Father God, we're so grateful that you have given us your word. You haven't left us on our own to just figure out life, to figure out mothering, to flounder around. We're so grateful you have given us your word, and that when we trust Christ as our Savior, that the Holy Spirit indwells us, and we literally have Christ in us. So we're so grateful for that. Thank you for a place where we can come together and encourage each other, where we can be honest about just what's going on in our lives, and just share with each other, and to point one another to the grace and truth that's found in you and your word. So I pray you'll bless our time at our tables tonight, and we love you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.